You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Casey Sloan sits down for a class at Arizona State University as other students file in. When Mara Daffron walks in, Sloan jumps up from her seat and rushes Mara with a knife. Sloan stabs Mara twice before student Matthew McCormick grabs Sloan's wrist. When she drops the knife, another student kicks it away. Mara rushed to the hospital, now recovering.
Nancy, cops find a handwritten note in Sloan's backpack that mentions an act she is, quote, about to commit. Sloan tells cops she had a desire to hurt someone that day and allegedly had two targets in mind. Sloan says she ultimately chose Mara as the easier option because the other classmate is a veteran. Police say Mara Daffron is likely alive because of her classmate's quick actions.
Casey Sloan, 19, now charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. A panicked Maine car dealership owner calls 911 when he sees a man smashing car windows on the lot. Over the sounds of breaking glass, the owner says the sooner cops arrive, the less damage there'll be. Well, when they do arrive, Skylar Henson still swinging a weighted backpack into windshields and car hoods. By the time he's cuffed, 75 cars are damaged. Translation, $85,000 in damage. Henson, 25, now charged with aggravated criminal mischief. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The Supreme Court has now heard arguments in the case of Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop, as both Glossop's legal team and the state urged the justices to overturn his murder conviction. The case has drawn unusual support from Oklahoma's attorney general, who admitted that Glossop's trial was unfair. The victim's family, however, has urged the court to let the execution proceed. Glossop was convicted in connection with the 1997 murder of Barry Von Treese, his former boss. The key testimony came from Justin Sneed, who admitted to killing Van Treese but claimed Glossop orchestrated the crime. Sneed received a life sentence in exchange for his testimony, but new evidence has raised concerns about Sneed's credibility. The court is considering whether prosecutors suppressed evidence that might have helped Glossop's defense. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond has also acknowledged that crucial evidence was destroyed, a decision which could lead to a new trial or a hearing on the suppressed evidence is expected by early summer. Only eight justices are hearing the case, with Justice Neil Gorsuch recusing himself. Now to Tennessee, as election officials there are challenging a recent court ruling that restored the voting rights of four individuals whose specific felony convictions prevent them from owning firearms. We turn now to Crime Online Sydney Sumner for more on the case.
The Tennessee election officials' objection centers on a new state law which links the restoration of voting rights to the resolution of other citizenship rights, including gun ownership. In a legal filing submitted just before the October 7th voter registration deadline, the state indicated its opposition. This delay has left the four individuals and others in similar situations with dim prospects for securing their right to vote in the upcoming election. Attorney Keita Haynes, representing the four individuals, noted that the state has not yet approved or denied their voting rights restoration applications. This legal battle follows a change implemented in January when Tennessee officials declared that convicted felons must regain their, quote, full rights of citizenship, including gun rights, before their voting rights can be restored. The officials cited a 2023 state Supreme Court ruling as justification for the change. Voting rights advocates argue the state has misinterpreted the ruling, making it even more difficult for individuals with felony convictions to vote, a process that was already complicated. They warn that linking gun rights to voting rights could disenfranchise many more people than the law intends, particularly those convicted of felony drug offenses or violent crimes, which trigger a permanent ban on gun ownership. Last month, Davidson County Criminal Court Judge Angelita Blackshear Dalton ruled in favor of restoring voting rights for the four applicants, stating that while they remain barred from gun ownership, state law allows them to regain their voting and other citizenship rights. However, the state disagrees with the ruling.
In a motion filed last week, the Attorney General's office argued that the judge misinterpreted legal precedent and requested that the ruling be amended to limit the restoration of rights to only partial special citizenship rights.
Thanks, John. Atreya Berardi, 16, spent several months in foster care after her mom passes away. She then moves with her aunt and uncle in Rock Ledge, Florida. She struggles to settle in, but occasionally disappears for a day or two, always coming home. After 2 months, she packs a bag of toiletries and leaves on foot with her cat in the middle of the night, leaving her phone, laptop, and most of her belongings behind. Cops say she's in danger. She's 5'4", 110 pounds, brown eyes, long brown hair. She has a nose piercing and a heart tattoo on her left thumb. Her cat is gray with a deformed ear. If you have info on Atreya Berardi, just 16 years old, call Rockledge County PD, 321-690-3988. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With This Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.